Hello. Well, that's great. Hello, kitty. But the most important thing is what time is it?
It's 12:20 a.m.
12:20? What? It is not 12:20. The current time is 19:30 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. That's right. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And the most important thing we like to do around here is drink tea. Oh, it's good and it's hot. Oh, hot tea, hot tea. Oh, yes, I'm drinking tea. It's hot. I'm drinking black tea today. Black tea that is mulled. And I can taste the orange rind. I can taste the orange rind and the clove and the allspice. And it's a beautiful thing. Other beautiful things include, but are not limited to, today, which is the start of the Lunar New Year. Yes, Happy New Year to me. Happy New Year to everybody else in the world who celebrates the Lunar New Year. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, the only reason you celebrate the Lunar New Year is so you can light off more fireworks. And, well, there's no denying that statement. That's just one of the reasons. So, we need to go down and inventory some fireworks. So I'm going to step out of the office here. And, oh, hi, Pippa. Pippa comes running into the little room. Hi, where are you going? No, kitties are going up the stairs. Well, that's too bad, because we're going down the stairs. Opening the basement door. Closing the basement door and heading down into the basement to check to see what kind of fireworks we want to light off tonight. All right, so we walk past the woodworking area. We walk past this questionable area. We walk past the electronics bench and we head over to the shelving of fireworks. Yay. Okay. So what do we got here? Oh, I got some two-color spaceships. Here's my giant box of Visco. My giant box full of fire balloons / paper sky lanterns. Here's my little box of sky lanterns. See, the little box is white ones. The big box is colored ones. And here we go. All right, we got... All right, we got 1, 2, 3 packs of our favorite 16-ounce rockets. Okay, so we're going to have to light up some of those crescents. We got a lot of 4-ounce exploding comets. We got 4-ounce 3-peats. And we got a whole other package of 3-peats. Sweet. So we're going to do half a dozen 3-peats. We'll do maybe a couple exploding comets. What else we got here? We got 2 gross of silver foxes that are unopened. Nice. Maybe with some silver foxes tonight. Some regular bottle rockets. What, do we have any red plum and snow? Yes, here we go. We got a dozen red plum and snow. We got a dozen of the wild geese rockets. And what are these? Oh, mad hornets. Duh, yeah. Okay. So, checking the rocket supply. We got plenty of stuff. Oh, plus some whistling Jupiters and bees. Lots of bees. I still got, let's see. Oh, good Lord. I still got at least 16 boxes of bees. And at least half a dozen packages of glitter bombs, lots of firecrackers, jumping jacks. Okay, so for tonight's Lunar New Year celebration, we're going to go with the red crescents, because it's a red thing. We're going to go with, we got to go with the 3-peats. And we got to go with the red plum and snow, because those have a red star in them. And you know how much I love the red star. Черная звезда, сука, блядь, дамка. And what else we got? Maybe I'll light some Sanko. Maybe I'll light some Sanko Hanabi in my house. Yes, I do have fireworks that are safe for lighting indoors. Sanko Hanabi. This. Hi. Ichiban firework Hanabi desu. Okay, so I'm walking back up the stairs. Oh, okay. And here we are with the cat.
Meow, you have to meow louder than that if you want to be on the radio. Brr, what? What's a kitty doing?
Okay, so now I'm supposed to follow the cat. So, where are we going, Fluffy Badumpins? Where's the fluffy cat taking me on this lovely Lunar New Year day? Okay, we're walking over to the back door. No. Oh, are we going into the kitchen? Are we going into the kitchen? What does a kitty want to do? That's the bag with the phones in it. Oh, you smelling those phones? Yeah, they're nice. Do you want some kitty waters? Is this just a long way around you telling me that you need some kitty waters? Okay, so let's walk into the kitchen. The cat is following me. Now, let's see what the kitty wants. Yeah, see, you're looking at your water kitty water cup. Do you want some kitty water? All I want is my cat to meow on the show. What happens if we turn on the water? And then what happens if we pick up the kitty water cup and then just leave it here for a minute? Oh, where did the kitty water go? Do you want some kitty water? Okay, my cat is not talking. My cat is pretty smart. She knows her rights. Know your rights. You got the right to food and money. My cat knows not to talk to the cops. The cat knows not to talk and be recorded.
Oh, what is a whiny baby now? What is it? Do you want some kitty water?
Ah, I thought we were going to get some kitty whining on the radio. Nope. Okay, here's your kitty water. Going to put it right here on the floor. Oh, yeah, that's yummy for kitties, huh? And it's warm, too. Because I know it's cold outside and you've been cold, baby. What, you're not even going to drink it?
You're not going to drink the kitty water?
We're not drinking the kitty water. This makes no sense. Okay. So I guess we can go back downstairs. La-di-da-di-da, because I need to check to see what time my race starts. This is not the race that we're watching, but there's some Formula E on right now, which I kind of like and I kind of don't. I wish they would drive on some better tracks so we could get some better racing, but that's neither here nor there. Oh, yeah, and look who followed me down here. Hi. Hi, fluffy baby, fluffy butts. What are you doing? Not talking? Yeah. Great. See, this is just good radio. Well, what's the Dubious Goals Committee about? Oh, it's this guy who follows his cat around, tries to get his cat to talk into the microphone. Cat never does it. It's a fascinating show. Oh, speaking of fascinating. Okay, come on. We got to find the race. Where's my race? I got the wrong remote here. What channel is it on? I think it's 77. So basketball, college basketball, college basketball, swimming, alpine skiing, alpine skiing. Here we go. Yeah, 9 o'clock. That's what I thought. Sweet. So we got some motorcycle racing. And then after motorcycle racing at midnight is European Champions Cup Rugby. Okay, that's great, but I was kind of hoping for T20 cricket on this lovely Lunar New Year day. And no, we got cow riding and boxing. And some Bundesliga and, I got more motorcycle racing after this, but it's different motorcycle racing. And then what time does that Primera Division? That's not for another 2 hours. Okay, so yay. Obviously, I got a little bit of football because that's what I do. Football, football, football. Sí, es verdad. Right, so I'm having another one of those weird days, another weird morning. I did wake up at 7:30 in some Fair to moderate pain. Nothing as bad as it's been. So I got up, started doing stuff, and then I decided to go back to sleep, so I did for a while. For 2 hours. It was great. I slept and I had a weird dream, but I don't quite remember what it was. But then I got up to make some tea, because nothing is more important than making tea, so I started making tea, and I realized I used the last tea bag. Now, one, don't get mad because I said tea bag. Yes, I do have to drink cheap, crappy tea sometimes, because I cannot afford to drink the good stuff constantly. So I'm using the last tea bag, the tea bag of the black mold tea. Not, you know, my regular black and green, you know, Bergamo Festival. I still got 5 boxes of that, but I didn't want to switch over to that. You know, my tastes are still running towards the black tea and the orange rind and the clove. And so I had to go to the store. This is the short version of the story. So our little Tobster goes to the store, and I was trepidatious just because there was kind of a storm last night. There was a weird ice storm last night, and oh my God, it was freaking my cat out. Everything was fine until about 2:30 a.m., and suddenly there was this big crash in the window, and the cat goes running over there. I'm looking out the window, and I thought, you know, maybe raccoons were messing around. But then, no, 10 minutes later, boom, smash, crash. Lots of wind blowing all the icicles off the edge of the house, and these are crashing into the windows and falling and making all kinds of noises, and there's all this wind. And so that's how I was trying to go to sleep last night. I was watching stuff until like 1:30, and I went to sleep around 4, I think. So there was a big storm, and I was afraid that, oh, I'm out of tea, I'm not going to be able to go to the store. But I looked outside, and it's sunny, but it's very cold. It is pretty damn cold. It is PDC here today. It is 10 degrees. And that's not 10 degrees Celsius. That's 10 degrees real man cold degrees. What is that in Celsius? I don't know. Like negative a lot. So I was afraid to go to the store. Plus it's Saturday. But I did. I did. I put on an extra layer of clothing. Meaning my trench coat. My big giant wool trench coat. So I got into the car. Drove to the store, and it was jam-packed full of people. That was annoying, so I grabbed all my stuff as fast as I could, including but not limited to 4 boxes of tea, 10 pounds of sugar, some chicken, and graham crackers. And, oh yeah, at the last minute, because I was having this bizarre craving last night or the night before, I had to get a box of those frozen White Castle hamburgers. Oh, I shouldn't have said White Castle because that's a brand name. And White Castle is not giving me free hamburgers to pimp their brand on the Dubious Goals Committee. White Castle. Yes, it's a real thing, not just from a movie. We don't have White Castle where I live. There is no White Castle in my region. Actually, that's not true. I think the closest White Castle is in St. Joe, Missouri. At least it used to be. I don't know if it's still there. I haven't been down there in a long time. But yeah, the closest White Castle, forget it. So I splurged. I should not be spending money on that crap, but I'm sorry. Sometimes you just need White Castle. Sometimes you need White Castle, and sometimes you need Skyline Chili. Like three-way. And I know there's some of you out there going, Tobe, you blasphemer. It's either two-way or five-way, nothing in between. Yeah, well, the four-way is obviously sheer blasphemy, but I'm telling you, sometimes you got to go with the three-way. Skyline Chili. Wow, now I'm having a massive craving for Skyline Chili. This is going to kill me. All right, so a lot of you are listening thinking, he just mentioned White Castle, and he mentioned Skyline Chili. I wonder what city in the United States of America Tobe has traveled to a lot and knows both of these restaurant chains that are not National. Skyline Chili. Yeah. And it occurs to me that if that White Castle in St. Joe isn't there, the next nearest White Castle is in Kansas City. But if you're in Kansas City, why are you eating White Castle when you can go to Gates Barbecue? The truth of the matter is, I'm not actually a fan of Gates Barbecue, but I have a friend who is, and yeah, you're not gonna be able to be in Kansas City without going to Gates at some point. All I want is some Skyline. Skyline Chili. Ah, Tobe drinks tea. Yeah, so I'm hungry. So now I'm hungry. Thinking about White Castle and Skyline Chili. And I went to the store. I went to the store when I was hungry. That wasn't the smartest thing to do. But because it was so crowded, I did run through there and grab all my stuff and get out as fast as I could. You do not want to go to the grocery store or supermarket when you are hungry. That is just one of the conditions in which you should not go to the supermarket in. Wait a minute, am I speaking English? There are many conditions in which you should not go to the supermarket. Being hungry is one of them. And there are a lot of other conditions that you should avoid when going to the supermarket. And as an example of those, I'm going to play a song for you right now. We're going to go to a musical interlude as a cautionary tale. This is a song by The Uninvited that should tell you another condition under which you should never go to the supermarket. So let's get this going here. You can learn an important lesson from this song. So pay attention. There is a very important lesson to be learned from this song. So learn it.
Just one wish, a big old sandwich, tuna fish. Time to make a grocery run. I'll walk there in the morning sun and make a list of what I need most. Tuna fish and bread for toast. And though my stomach may be empty, I'll feed my head from the horn of plenty. Roll a joint Bob Marley style and smoke it till it makes me smile. In aisle one, fruits and veggies by the ton. Hey, check it out, radicchio. These red leaves, man, they almost glowing. By joy, I've always wanted to try it. I wonder if I have enough to buy it. It's grown in Japan or maybe China or maybe some farm in South Carolina. Just then I hear a voice in my head. Stay focused, man, tuna and bread. But right now I'm in produce bliss. I'm too high for this.
Too high for the supermarket. Too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket. Ain't gonna shop like this no more. Too high for the supermarket. Too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket. Ain't gonna shop like this no more. Staring at me.
Brands of tuna, chicken of the sea or big kahuna, packed in oil, packed in water, dolphin friendly, dolphin slaughtered. Oh God, what about the bread? Should I get white or wheat instead? Or rye, rye's the
tasted. Rye is best whenever you're wasted.
Too high for the supermarket, too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket, ain't gonna shop like this no more. Too high for the supermarket, too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket, ain't gonna shop like this no more.
Finally done, it's checkout time. Searching for the shortest line, the express lane, but they don't take checks, and you gotta have 10 items or less. So let's see, ding dongs and bag of chips, Cap'n Crunch and some onion dip. It's sugar and salt, space and schism, the yin and yang of munchy Taoism.
I got my favorite beer, Carlinger, and pre-sweetened Kool-Aid you eat with your finger.
You lick your finger, then you stick it in the bag, and you stick it down your throat, but not too far, you gag.
That's what the dead, check me out, go ahead.
Oh, I forgot the tuna and the bread.
Too high for the supermarket, too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket, ain't gonna shop like this no more. Too high for the supermarket, too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket, ain't gonna shop like this no more.
All right. That was The Uninvited with their song, Too High for the Supermarket. Yeah, don't act like you've never been there. Get off your high horse. Don't act like you can't relate to that song. Oh, has it happened to everyone? Well, all the cool people, at least. Anyway. Yeah, I played that song last week, and yes, it got a good response, and it is funny, and so, yeah, we had to hear it again. And the poor guy forgets his tuna and bread. It happens. Oh, now I'm just getting hungrier. I need food. I need food. What do I feel like eating today? What is my traditional Lunar New Year meal? Well, usually something with rice and tea. And I have lots of rice. Do I have some egg rolls? Maybe I should eat some egg rolls. Maybe I'll make some soup. Maybe I'll eat a salad. Huh, maybe I do want a salad. That does sound pretty good. I should have bought some other stuff while I was at the supermarket. But it was so packed. It was so crowded. It was one of those things where you have to stand and wait behind two other people just to pull the product you want off the shelf. That's the kind of crowded it was. And is it just me, or did all the prices go up for the new year? Some stuff was way too expensive. I thought, how can this, what are you, you got righteous indignation in the grocery store. One of the best places to have righteous indignation. That reminds me of something else. Yeah, that's where we're going next. When I was driving home, I heard a song. And it's just a song that I love. And we've played it here before. We've got to listen to it again. Yes, it's cowbell heavy, so you can all say more cowbell. But right now, we are going to go with Mississippi Queen. The cowbell means party.
Down the ground.
More cowbell. Mississippi Queen by Mountain. That's a great song. Mississippi Queen, yes, I do know what you mean, bro. And when I hear that song these days, it makes me want to eat spicy food, chili peppers. Why? I realize this isn't going to make a whole hell of a lot of sense, but try to follow me. Were you a fan of a cartoon called Regular Show? Regular Show on Adult Swim, starring Mordecai and Rigby. You're probably familiar with it. There was one episode where they go to a party and they get challenged by a guy to, you know, eat some spicy food. They have a spicy food eating contest, and then they are given, I forget what the drink is called, but the end-all, be-all, super spicy thing. It's got, you know, death peppers in it, and whatever, blah, blah, blah. We've heard this scenario 1,000 times. So Mordecai and Rigby drink the spicy death drink, and they think they're going to be fine. And they think, oh, maybe that wasn't so bad. And then Mississippi Queen starts up, and they go into, you know, super spicy hallucination wig out. What do they call that? What's that trope called? The mushroom samba? Yeah. So one of my favorite mushroom samba sequences in animation. When Mississippi Queen blasting it full volume the whole time. Good stuff. That just makes me hungrier. And you know what else? When I was listening to that song, I started thinking about Mississippi stuff in the Delta and food in the Delta. And people say, oh, yeah, Cajun food gumbo, blackened this, that, and the other thing, blah, blah, blah. No. If you're down in that area, beignet. You want beignets. Everybody loves fried dough. I love fried dough. I wish I could eat fried dough right now. But this is not the Dubious Fried Dough Committee. Although it probably should be. You've been listening to me ramble about nothing right here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio, but I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.